The Kinky Cocktail Hour is brought to you by Motor Bunny, the world's most powerful saddle-style vibrator that offers fabulous creative sexual experiences. We use it and it rotates, it vibrates, and it delivers mind-blowing orgasms. Enjoy Motor Bunny as your favorite sex toy. When you order the Motor Bunny, multiple attachments are included along with the Link controller, which allows wireless control from anywhere. Motor Bunny is the world's most powerful saddle-style vibrator on Earth. Use the link in the show notes and spice up your sex life with a Motor Bunny. You're listening to Kinky Cocktail Hour, a conversation between adults about sex-forward relationships, kinky lifestyles, and frank communication. If you're under 18, please stop listening and visit scarletteen.com. I'm Lady Petra, and my pronouns are she, hers, and we.
I'm Saffa Master, and my pronouns are him, his, and we.
And this is Kinky Cocktail Hour.
Cheers! Cheers! What are we drinking tonight?
So we're having what we're now going to call the really perfect martini.
Wow, really perfect.
Yeah. So we had done some martinis in the past where we either rinsed the glass with absinthe or we used one of those silicone paintbrushes and painted it.
Yeah.
And so since then I've gotten an atomizer basically, and I filled it with absinthe, and then the glass is coming out of the freezer cold and I spray.
So you get a mist. There's
a whole wet mist on the inside of the glass, and because the glass is so cold, it starts to freeze.
Freezes, yeah.
And then, of course, in the meantime, I've made the martini, which is 8 parts gin. We used Tanqueray London Dry to 1 part dry Dolin vermouth. And then I put in 2 dropperfuls of orange bitters,
yeah,
and let it sit for a while, stir it 20 to 30 times, let it sit, and then strain it into this glass that's coated with the absinthe, yeah, and then do an orange twist.
Yeah, awesome.
It's yummy. That's yummy.
That's just perfect.
Yeah, it totally finishes different than, mm-hmm, a straight martini.
It does.
And it's rounded at the back. It's really nice.
I would say it's really perfect.
Yeah. Excellent. The Kinky Cocktail Hour is brought to you by Slub USA, the world's strongest, most powerful male masturbator. Visit Slub USA at slubbb-usa.com. Today's conversation is brought to you by WeMinder, a behavior chart app for kinky couples like us. Learn more at weminder.app.
We're delighted to have Craig from Motor Bunny on our show. As everyone knows, Motor Bunny is our title sponsor. And there's always new stuff coming out at Motor Bunny. Right, Craig?
That's right.
So welcome to the conversation. Let's hear what you got going on.
Hey, thank you. There's tons of new stuff coming down the pipe. We're working on a vast amount of new digital experiences.
Oh, cool.
For our wirelessly connected machines. I can't say too much about that. Brooks and Caleb would have my toenails removed.
But you would like that. I don't know why you wouldn't say that.
Hey, who's not into all that? We do have some new products that are available now that people may be interested in. And I've said it before, all we do is make things that people asked for. So our customers have been asking, you know, can you make it a little bit easier to travel, you know, with a Motor Bunny? It's only 27 pounds, but, you know, it's a little bulky. You know, you can use your entire suitcase and then maybe pack some socks and take Motor Bunny on vacation with you, but that's not ideal. So we've recently rolled out a new backpack that's designed specifically for Motor Bunny and Motor Bunny Buck. It'll carry loads of attachments, your adapter, your controller, and probably some socks as well.
We got one of those from you, and the one we got is amazing. We didn't get the backpack. We got the one on roller wheels, right?
That's right. There's also a cruiser bag. It won't fit in an overhead bin, but it's easily checkable. Both come with every pocket lockable, so it's nice and secure. If you got curious kiddos, that's easy to lock up and toss in the closet. The cruiser bag comes with an attachment bin, as you know, and you've been playing with it, I guess. So you keep your attachments stored, you know, securely and separately, and a detachable wheelie deal. I don't know what that platform's called, but, you know, it's very airport friendly.
Yeah, it's on wheels. It's great. It's got a great handle. It rolls really easily. And of course, the one we got is camouflage. You can't really see it if you go outside. So.
That's right. You want to be invisible with your motor bunny. Yeah, the color of that is actually called tactical insertion camo.
Cool.
The cruiser bag comes in four colors, teal, pink, gray. You've noticed the removable Velcro patch, so you can customize the bag however you like. And it is available now for motor bunny owners on the go.
That's very cool. What else you got coming down the wire?
We were at Exotica a couple of cycles ago, and one of the cam performers came over, and I think it was Ivy Minks. I'm not sure if I'm remembering that correctly. And she said, "Oh my gosh, my motor bunny has, you know, added value to all of my shows. My tippers stay longer. You know, I've got more whales than I used to." She said, "I've actually got it at the show right now. I'm live streaming with it." And she said, even with the flat attachment, she said 90 minutes is a hard pull. You know, there's some discomfort there. And so we talked about what she would like for the show. And she wanted a broader attachment, you know, that was non-penetrative, but it still carried those vibrations. And so we made the bunny slope, which is essentially a larger, broader flat attachment. It's got a raised ridge area up front for clitoral stimulation still, but it's more comfortable to ride on for longer periods for performers. And also, we found that it makes hopping on for the first time in a casual setting much more approachable and inviting.
Sure.
So at parties, you know, at get-togethers or clubs, you know, it's not as intimidating for new riders.
Yeah, you could probably try it, you know, just even wearing your underwear. You don't even have to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, jeans, you know, it's still, the product still works, you know, all the way to 11. Yeah, all the way to 11 vibration is going to work for you. But this just makes it a little more approachable and a little more comfortable for longer term use.
Right. Good. Okay. Well, that's exciting. Anything else on development that you're able to share at the moment?
Enough about me. What have you been up to?
Well, we're getting married soon.
That's right. Congratulations.
That's coming up. And Lady Petra's busy building our marriage quilt. You know, she's Native American, and wrapping herself in a Native American blanket during the marriage ceremony is part of the experience.
That's beautiful.
And she has a family of quilters. They're all master quilters. And each member of the family contributed a square, and so she's up putting it all together today.
Oh my, that's special.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
When is the wedding?
We're getting married in the summer solstice, so June 21.
Aha, uh-huh, okay.
We got engaged on the winter solstice, so the shortest day of the year, and then we're getting married on the longest day of the year.
That's great. There's some balance there.
That's what we think.
cosmically aligned.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's exciting, and, you know, the whole process of our relationship has led to us creating a workshop called the Kink Relationship Dynamics Workshop.
Okay.
We presented that at DomCon a couple times, and we're going up to Alaska next week to do a workshop on Saturday for the Alaska Club Kink folks on kink relationship dynamics. And this, the title of this workshop is called Creating Bliss.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that, too.
Oh, thanks. That's what we're
doing. And that's a smaller group experience?
Yeah. I mean, you know, not everybody in the world of kink is interested in a relationship. A lot of kink is role play and playing, and, you know, there's not a lot of relationship. But there are folks who want relationship that are also kinky, you know?
Yeah.
And so this is really a two-part workshop. We spend the first part of the workshop talking on how to create a relationship inside of a kink dynamic. And then the second part of the workshop, we work on all the things you have to do to maintain your relationship, to keep it.
I love that maintenance.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's an everyday job.
It is an everyday job. But it's actually amazing. You know, we've experienced each other in a really new way over the last few years. And I think that the capacity to really uplift each other's sexual self-expression is the source of something really great. And so that's really the essence of being able to be in a relationship in a sexual dynamic where the partners are free to express themselves.
That's great. And I'm in such a difficult to navigate topic because people don't talk about sex, even vanilla, you know,
I think that's really true. You know, that's really true. And so we teach in our workshop, we teach a simple little drill and we call it the three pillow drill. And so if you imagine a triangle, like the head of the triangle, the person sitting on the head of the triangle is answering questions and the person at the other end is asking questions. And so they go to one pillow and they ask, tell me everything you want me to do to you. And then they go to the other pillow and they say, tell me everything you want to do to me. And then they switch places. And that gives everybody a place to start a real conversation about sexuality.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the motor bunny's in the middle.
Well, I think the head pillow is the motor bunny. You have to sit on the motor bunny while you're being vibrated and answering these questions.
Answer the questions.
It's a pleasure thing, right? Yeah. I think we can make a game out of it with the motor bunny and the wireless thing, you know, because if you answer it incorrectly, you just get zapped. And you have to have an orgasm, and there you go. So
wrong. I don't want you to do that to me.
Yeah. So we're excited about that because we've been working on this workshop for about 5 years. You know, it's a process in development, and we keep refining it. And we're looking forward to teaching it sort of more broadly to a more vanilla audience. So less kink-oriented, but still very, you know, sex-positive, but to a more a vanilla audience to expand the reach. Because, you know, even though there are a lot of kinky people, there are way more people who aren't kinky, if that makes sense. Or at least they don't know themselves that way, you know?
Well, I mean, I think there are similar tools that are required for happiness in both. You know, kink is expressing a desire and trying to get results to fulfill that desire. And, you know, the same goes for just plain old sex. You know, you got to talk.
For sure, yeah.
It's so silly. It's our one biological imperative as humans, and we want to run away from it. Discussion about it.
Yeah, it's a real hot button for people. You know, there's a lot of shame wrapped up in the way people are brought into their sexual sort of adulthood through religious teachings or through, you know, parental things or through, you know, feeling of inadequacies. And there's a lot of suppression of those kinds of ideas, and we have a very hard time talking openly about it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things that makes our podcast so interesting, you know, is that we talk to people about sexuality and about kink in a very frank and open way. And we get messages, Craig, from like dozens of people who hear something for themselves in the sharing of others. And I think when you can talk to somebody about their sexual self-expression and they're able to just share, you know, how they discovered, for example, that they were into rope. You know, like we talked to a guy the other day and he was like, yeah, you know, when I was like a little kid, I had some homemade rope and I used to tie things up with that and sort of led. And now I'm a rigger, you know, like an adult, right? So people find their predilections all over the place, and having a real conversation about, you know, what turns you on and what turns you off is a place where couples have a chance to really get to know each other in a new way, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, it happens at every level. You mentioned, you know, the shame around, you know, childhood experiences, and coming of age. I mean, I can remember how freeing it was after hearing that I wasn't the only nasty little jerk who wanted to masturbate. That's right. Just a feeling that's normal. And I was like, well, hell, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
You know, I was a kid. I was told that masturbation made you grow hair on the palm of your hands.
Mm-hmm. I heard similar. I did clearly did not care. I was like, I'll deal with that when it happens.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that what we've learned, and we've talked to, I want to say, around 700 or so kinksters in frank and open conversations. And what we've learned, almost without exception, is that the people who are sexually self-expressed, they actually live into their true, authentic self-expression as sexual creatures, they're the happiest people we talk to by a mile.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, whether you're a woman who enjoys machines or men or women, if you're a man who enjoys machines or a man or woman, you know, if you're doing what the thing is that you love, then you have access to happiness because you're not having a conversation with yourself while you're making love to somebody.
Right. You're not in your head. You're not also, you're going to live longer. Yes. You're happier.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Lots wrapped up. So, you know, you should actually construct a marketing program called How to Live Longer with Motobun.
Yeah. So we've actually got a medical study currently going on in conjunction with doctors at the University at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, wherein we are proving out the health benefits of motor bunny use.
Oh, that's so great.
That should be out sometime this summer, and we'll be proudly displaying the results.
That's awesome. Very cool. So I'm looking forward to learning about the new wireless games structure that you have
as it
comes down the pike. So we'll have you back on to talk about that when that comes up.
I'd be very excited to talk about that. It's going to be revolutionary.
Oh, that's awesome. Craig from Motor Bunny, thank you so much for visiting with us again today. And I just want to remind people, visit MotorBunny.com. Get your toy.
You'll live longer.
You'll live longer. Exactly.
Thank you for having me on. Congratulations again. We love love.
Oh, yeah. Thanks
you deserve so much. It.
Appreciate it.
That's it for today. If you're interested in kinky relationship coaching, online domination, or if you'd like to sponsor the pod to keep it going, please visit our Patreon website at Lady Petra Playground. You can reach me via email at ladypetraplayground@gmail.com. Our music is composed and performed by Roger Ferguson, who can be found at rogerfergusonmusic.com. Till next time, cheers!